Secondly, of course, what we can't keep in the laboratory is if we make genetically modified large organisms. Okay, so if I make a genetically modified plant or a genetically modified animal, I've got to take it out of the laboratory eventually. Okay, particularly if it's the size of a cow, or if it's a genetically modified field crop. Okay, I'll want to plant it in a field one day and see what it does. Okay, and people have been worried that if we do let them out of laboratories, and of course they have been let out of laboratories, that they will have detrimental effects on the environment. Okay, and they point to what has happened many times in the course of history, that is, people have taken species from one place to another, right, and have accidentally destroyed an environment. Okay, so there are many islands, for instance, in both in the Indian Ocean and in the Pacific Ocean, where travelling seamen brought rats to those islands. Okay, rats were living on the ships, they escaped onto the islands, and they've completely changed the environment because they have outcompeted various native species, and the collection of species on those islands has changed. Okay, but I mean, you can think of much more close to home examples. So before the year 1066, yes, Britain as an island, yes, contained no rabbits. Rabbits, you know rabbits, those long-eared things that live around the campus? You've no doubt seen them scampering around. Okay, there were no rabbits native to England. They were brought from France by the Normans in 1066 to hunt. And they have, as you see, in the subsequent millennium, they have occupied this island very happily. Okay. Those of you who come from Southeast Asia will perhaps have noticed that there's a plant that grows wild in these grounds, particularly over in the wilderness. Okay, which is the rhododendron, which is native to Southeast Asia. Okay, not native to England. It was brought here in the 18th century to make gardens look beautiful. Okay, but it's escaped, and you will see it running wild down the sides of roads in England. Very pretty during the month of May when it flowers, but a nuisance, actually, in general. So we know that putting strange species into different environments changes those environments. So people have been worried about that. And people have ethical issues. Okay, people say it is not a good thing to move genes from one organism to another. This is somehow not natural. Okay? And not being natural is perhaps wrong. Now, you can have a good philosophical discussion about whether not natural is the same as wrong, and I don't think we necessarily want to have it here, but perhaps that's something you would like to talk about in your class. Okay. I'm now going to talk about GM foods and food safety. Okay. First of all, I want to say something about the nature of food. Yes, I know we all know what food is. Okay, it's the stuff we eat. But what are we talking about? Okay, I then want to talk about the history, briefly, of genetically modified food in this country. Okay, then I want to talk about some of the wider issues with respect to GM food. And GM food, as we saw at the beginning, is what you get if you process GM organisms into food. Okay, and we're mainly talking about genetically modified crop plants. Okay, now the genetically modified crop plant has been genetically modified probably not to make it a better food, but to make it easier to grow. Okay, so many GM crop plants are changed so that they are so that they grow better in the presence of weed killers. Okay, so that they are resistant to the weed killers which are used to kill off the other plants in the field. Or it may be to make them resistant to certain insect attack. Okay.